17 federal contractors each claim to know the best way to modernize the retirement system at the Office of Personnel Management. Those vendors pitched their ideas to OPM at an industry day this year, and the agency now is gearing up for its fifth try to modernize that system. Valerie Melvin's Director of Information Management and Technology Resources Issues at the Government Accountability Office. She says OPM needs to weigh its options carefully so that fifth try is the one that sticks. Valerie, it's great to have you back on the program. Thank you for joining me today. Thank you. You had essentially a testimony to this committee. The subcommittee of the House Oversight and Government Reform on the Federal Workforce, Postal Service, and Census. It sounded like you were telling them what we've already had to say about the federal retirement processing program at OPM is still what we have to say. Is that a fair take on what you submitted to them?
I think it is. This is a long history of OPM trying to make improvements and modernize its system. And as we've looked at it since 2005, actually, we've seen a series of management weaknesses and the inability of OPM to really define and a specific plan that it intends to use to move forward in modernizing the capability. At this point, I cannot say that we see any more clear-cut strategy that they have for doing this.
I want to be clear. As I read your testimony and listened to the hearing, it was my sense that the issue here is more maybe an infrastructure issue for OPM than anything else. It's not that their intentions aren't good, and they certainly want to. They understand the value of converting from the paper system in Boyers to some kind of an electronic system. But it what I took away from what you had to say to the committee and going back and reading some of these reports that you and your colleagues have done in the past, it strikes me that the issue here is a capacity and capability issue and not intentions or plans.
Absolutely. I think that OPM certainly recognizes the need to modernize its capabilities. I think it's evident through the attempts that they've taken over the years. However, they do have weaknesses in their management capability, starting with, the oversight aspects that they have in place. I was very happy to see that they have a CIO that is supposedly involved with this effort now. It's very critical that the CIO and that the business side and their for the retirement services are working together and really trying to define what they need, because what we've seen over the years is weaknesses in their project management, overall management capability to really define their risk, address those risks, and really put in place the mechanisms that they need to manage a development effort or an acquisition effort. They've taken different approaches. They've decided at one point that they were going to develop it themselves. At other times, they've looked to contractors to do it. Regardless of the approach that they take, they have to have the management in place to really be able to oversee and guide those efforts.
And yes, and it doesn't matter whether it's an internal solution or an external solution, if their history is that those folks have not been there to be the effective PMs, then what can we expect to change, I guess? It's a rhetorical question, Valerie, but one that I'm sure you've examined over the years.
It's actually a very serious question. It is one that we hope to look at some more in terms of seeing whether they have, in fact, put in place the management capabilities, identified for themselves what their weaknesses are, and certainly against the reports that we've done. We've made recommendations over the years in the critical areas that we saw weaknesses, and it is my hope that as they're moving forward, not only that they're looking for solutions, technical solutions, but they are making sure that they have tightened up the management structure and eliminated the gaps that I believe would still impact their ability to put a system in place if they don't address them.
You pointed out something in your testimony, and I did not hear it come up in the hearing, but I may have missed it. You wrote in the testimony, in addition, the agency talking about OPM plans other initiatives that are intended to incrementally improve retirement claims processing. Is there a point at which, Valerie, some of those efforts might become duplicative because there are things that might happen in the process of effectively building a modernized retirement electronic retirement processing program?
I think that the environment that they have could certainly allow that to happen if, in fact, they don't have the necessary planning, and I don't mean strategic planning at a high level. I mean the technical planning that allows them to really lay out what the concept is for modernizing. And that's going to include looking at, you know, what specific systems capabilities, functionality they need, where there are interdependencies, where they might, in fact, already have capabilities, or, in fact, as you're saying, could duplicate something. So it's very important that they make a very critical assessment of what it is that they're trying to achieve. What they already have in the way of legacy systems. They've talked about, you know, being able to make improvements or wanting to make improvements to save costs. We'd like to see more in terms of what are they planning to do in the way of the legacy systems that they have as they bring in new technology. So all of these are critical aspects that have to be considered and that hopefully become a part of a more detailed and disciplined management approach to getting to a modernized system.
You listed in your testimony the 9 common factors critical to the success of IT acquisitions. These are the commonly known best practices. And for folks who want to read them, we have a link to your testimony at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth Valerie. Is it just as simple as that, though, as following these best practices, or is there something unique about what OPM is going to try to take on here that does require some other kind of, you know, secret sauce or whatever you want to call it that applies to this?
Well, these factors are important in that, you know, we canvassed some agencies. We found out some who had success and achieving their project, their scope, their cost, all of the goals that they set for these projects. And so we wanted to find out, you know, what factors, you know, help them to achieve that. And so they identified these 9 factors. But what I would not want to leave the message being is that they are absolutes, that they, in fact, will always solve the problem. They won't. There are many other factors that go in. OPM has to integrate these factors into its management structure. We do think that they're important. We want to see their business side and their IT side working together. So they're critical factors, but they are not the sole factors. They have to have a defined management structure that considers all of these aspects, but definitely would be beyond that. Their culture has to be a part of that also.
If this is a capacity and capability issue, as we talked about earlier in our conversation, Valerie, does it matter where that capacity or capability comes from, or is it just important that it exists, that it's present as they move forward?
Well, I think, you know, from a capacity capability standpoint, if you're talking about the resources that they have, it's very important that they know what their capabilities are, where their strengths are, where their weaknesses are in terms of the folks that they have in place, for example, in their IT shop to really be able to if for example, they're acquiring something, they still want to have the folks in place who can manage a contractor, who can oversee and make sure that they are getting what they are intending to get. So it takes a lot on the part of OPM to really make a self-assessment, to know where its weaknesses, its deficiencies are, and to address those things. And again, that needs to be done not after they've, you know, taken on these initiatives, but certainly before they really get deeply into any of this.
What I'm getting at more than the resources issue, although you're correct that that's very, very important, is whether, rather than this being the traditional, do we do it internally or do we do it externally, you know, go out and bring a contractor in, or do we do it ourselves, if this might be an application where something like the U.S. Digital Services might be appropriate. And I'm not implying that it's in your wheelhouse, in your portfolio, to have an opinion on that. But it seems to me, if we've tried it all these other ways and it hasn't worked before, now might be the time to think about it differently.
I think looking at all the options for how you determine and choose and actually implement a solution should be on the table. I don't think one way or the other necessarily is the answer for them. As I said earlier, you know, they've tried a number of different approaches, from trying to develop it themselves to trying to buy an off the shelf type of a solution to moving to a contractor. So I certainly think, you know, in addition to assessing where they've gone wrong and really stepping back and trying to fix, you know, their capabilities efficiency in those areas, they need to look at, you know, whether other options are there that could allow them to achieve the technological solutions that they need.
Another item about your testimony that struck me, Valerie, we just have a minute or so left, is that you didn't have anything new, really, to report to the committee. As far as recommendations go, you pretty much said, you know, the things, I'm paraphrasing, and pardon me if I put words in your mouth, but it sounded like you were telling them, we still say all the things that we said before, and not really, since not much has changed, not much in our list of recommendations has changed.
Yeah, I think we're still standing by those recommendations. Those are the key ones that the agency has really got to focus on if they're really going to get the disciplined management structure in place, not just for this particular initiative, but for any information technology initiative that they undertake in going forward.